This is KXCI Tucson. We're just about at 9 p.m. It's just about time for Mike TV live in Studio 2A. Without further ado, to turn it over to Studio 2A for Mike TV live on KXCI Tucson.
Thank you. All right, thank you. We are Mike TV. That was Changes Natural. Next up, we got All of the Colors You Bring to Mind. Thank you, KXCI 91.3 for having us. Yesterday, we're further away, and all the butterflies in the sky would turn gray. I'd be okay with you by my side, and all the colors you bring. Ooh.
91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. We are live in Studio 2A right now with Mike TV. Hey, welcome. Welcome, Mike TV.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. My goodness, it's such a privilege to be able to have fabulous parties like this every week.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, so how's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Wonderful, yours?
Oh, I've just been basically waiting for this moment all day long.
Well, you flatter likewise. Us. It's very kind of you. Righteous. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely likewise. Definitely likewise.
Could I point something out?
Yeah.
First of all, Bridget, you drew this, I heard.
True. I did that this morning.
I love it. Thank you.
I did that while I listened to all your band camps.
Oh, wow. All of the band camps. I love it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot of the band camps. So many band camps. So many of the band camps.
Oh, my gosh. I want to talk about that.
Talk
I
about
do.
It.
But you know what? We should stick to some kind of outline, right?
Sure.
Usually yeah. this starts out with introductions where we go around the room and we say like, "Hi, I am so and so and I do such and such."
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to start?
Yeah, hi. I'm Dylan Barnes. I do keys and vocals.
I'm Riley Alpici. I do winds.
Winds. Hello. My name is Chris Pierce. I play the bass.
My name's Tarek Meziab. I play the drums.
Nice. And that's all four of yous.
Yes.
And that's mm-hmm. really, really cool to have a four-piece band. I like it.
Mm.
It's a good dynamic. It's a good amount to fit in a vehicle.
Agreed.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, depending on the size of the instrument, correct? Because that's a pretty big-ass keyboard. Oh, big keyboard. Sorry.
That is a very big keyboard. Yes. In fact, there's three keyboards that I spy.
Yes, oh, sir. With your little moment. Eyes. Yes.
Yes. I'm spying three keys.
Yeah, we got a Rhodes, we got a Micro Korg, and we got a Casio from
Micro Korg in the house. Early 2000s, where you at?
It's Goodwill a beautiful Casio. Thing. I really like the Rhodes. So Micro Korg, you said, is early 2000s, Chris? Is that what you said?
Oh, I just feel like, yeah, I've had a Micro Korg since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have the OG one. This is like the updated one, right?
Yeah,
I like this
XL.
One. This one, yeah, the XL, yeah, yeah. I have that OG one, you know, the
original.
The fake wood panel one, you know what I'm talking about?
Ah, faux bois.
Wood paneling, you know what I'm talking about?
That one's anyway. Sick.
That one's pretty righteous. It's got a puffy dinosaur stickers on it.
Oh, puffy dinosaur righteous. Stickers yes. are what makes it.
Indeed.
But, you know, I can't... We can't go further down that rabbit hole without talking about Rhodes, though.
Amen. You're
because
right.
I feel like Rhodes is a little older than the 2000s.
Yeah,
just a little. I think you're on. Yeah, you're on to something. It's just true.
It's kind of a treasure.
Absolutely.
So, do we have an origin story for Rhodes, Dylan?
Yes.
Better know it.
In Phoenix, in like maybe over 10 years ago now, I was playing in a band named Coach, which has Ben Velasco from Them Savages, which is a Flagstaff band. But anyway, he and I are in love with old, like Art LaBeouf soul and all of that.
Ooh.
And so we started to get into the Rhodes and realized that that's like a big proponent of a lot of the songs we love from like the 70s and 60s and stuff. And so he was like, you should get one for the band. And I found one for $600 on Craigslist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so now we know how $600.
Yeah.
Esta una ganga. that's a really good deal.
Yeah, it was a really good deal, even for the time. But now they're like way up, and I could never afford one. So.
Ah, right. So it was
lucky
a
I got
wise
it.
Investment, Dylan.
Yeah.
I'll say. I like it a lot.
Wise
when did you start playing on keys, Dylan? Is that where you started?
I started on clarinet as a kid, and then I... did a lot of like I did jazz growing up, and I was part of like AJA and TJI and stuff like that, and all my teachers knew keys, and I was like, oh, so I should learn keys if I want to be like a real jazz musician. And that's when I started playing keys.
I'm going to show that I don't know very much, but that's okay. It's a sign of an emotionally mature person. What is AJA and what is TJI? What are those letters?
No, you're good. Sorry. They're basically meaningless outside of like 14-year-olds in Tucson who play jazz. But it's Arizona Jazz Academy.
Ah, yes.
And then Tucson Jazz Institute.
I was going to say international, but yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Also Jazzworks, which is no longer around. But That was a good one, too.
Shout out to music education.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Right? I feel like when I was younger, I used to play the French horn. And I was just thinking about it the other day. Like, I think that playing the French horn really helped me process a lot of trauma.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, because you've got this sound vibration and it's like you're holding it next to you. I don't know. Anybody?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's a French horn, especially, is a beautiful, warm instrument. I've always loved French horn. Beautiful.
Right? Yeah, same.
Love it.
Well, you got to save those pennies and get another one. Amen. They, you know, they're not free.
Yeah.
They're not just giving them away.
Well, you might be able to find somebody. Kind of depends on the situation, I suppose.
Chris.
Yes, whoa. Hey.
I really love hearing from you. Could you get a little closer to the mic so I could hear you even more?
Oh, sure.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't really planning to talk. Okay, yeah.
Oh, well, you should talk.
No, okay.
You're an amazing bass player.
No.
You're like legendary.
Please don't. Yeah.
I just got to ask. All right. Uh-huh. And so this question is for Chris, but it's also for all of you. So if anybody wants to chime in, this is a free association party.
We're all about free association.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, have you heard the music?
So
I know you have.
you don't need to raise your hand. If you want to say something, just jump on in.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I even wrote this question down. Mm-hmm. All right. What's it like to be in a band in Tucson? What's the vibe?
Oh.
This is for all the people out there who've never been in a band in Tucson.
Fun.
Fun.
Hot.
Definitely.
Fun. Fun and hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Fun write this down.
And hot. F U.
Do we have a third adjective?
A-W-T.
Three letter one?
three letter one?
No.
Funky. It's pretty much just fun anyway.
Not three.
Yeah.
Tucson. Tucson has a really incredibly righteous and beautiful and vast arts community. And what's it like to be in a band in Tucson? It's really, really, really freaking righteous. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And that's all. It's righteous. It's a lot of fun. Community.
Sharing music with community and people and culture is a beautiful thing. We love it. We love being in a band. It's as the things you love, there's often criticisms, but that's not what this is for. So.
And it's also just really fun to make music with your friends, and when you get to do it with other bands and with people enjoying and vibing to it and dancing to it, and maybe make a few bucks if you're lucky. It's a righteous thing. Yeah, it's great.
I feel like Tarek is going to say something.
Hit us,
Tarek. I see that microphone go up.
Put that mic to your mouth.
I was just going to say, Chris is from L.A. I lived in L.A. for a long time. Dylan spent time in L.A., the Bay Area, and other places. We've all been in bigger cities. And that's, one of the nice things about Tucson is it's such a, intimate environment.
Yeah.
It's, you're always going to run into somebody when you're out playing a show.
Yeah.
It's a small city, so you're always running into people. And, it's just
it's
a lot
big,
more...
It's a small town.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, a very fun experience, to be able to play music with, people that I've known forever.
Yeah. It's a friendly place.
Yeah.
And it's, there's not a lot of, I don't know, because I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I'm not in a band in Tucson, but I do feel like there's a lot of sharing, band members can be in multiple bands.
Totally.
You know what I'm talking about? No, you don't know what I'm talking about, right?
Not familiar with this.
Tell us more, Riley. What are you going to say?
Hmm? I think I, maybe as the youngest in the group, the other guys I'm sure have had experience with, being in multiple bands and being active in different spaces within the music in Tucson and otherwise. But I think, at least for me, coming from maybe a naive perspective, I like taking a lot of the musical opportunities that I can. And Tucson is great for that because we have a lot of variety in the music.
It's the spice of life.
Exactly. you can find pretty much anything you're looking for music-wise, live or et cetera, in and around Tucson.
Right. So there's always a place to plug in or tap in or get involved. There's lots of community hubs.
Yeah.
I would like to point something out about Small World Tucson. Is Tarek said that you, Bridget, and Tarek used to do stand-up
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah. It was like 15 years ago, so yeah. it's been a long time.
Stand up, homies. Stand up, homies.
Shout out to Laughs.
Yeah, Sharon. All right,
we're gonna need a type five at the end of the segment.
Radio.
Well,
I'm talking a really type five. All right, this is radio, y'all.
Time to step up the game. I got a joke.
Hit us. All right,
here's my joke. I thought of this while I was doing the chalkboard. So a lot of people don't realize that microphone and television have a huge age gap. Microphone is way older than television.
Indeed.
Yes, that is true.
People don't know. You know, you see their faces and they look like they were both born yesterday, but no, microphone is actually very, very old.
Microphone has a youthful spirit.
Indeed, indeed. They're young at heart.
TV's just important. An old soul.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about some more businessy things. I want to ask more professional kind of questions like, got any dates? What are you doing this summer? So get ready. Those are coming up soon. But until then, could we have some more music? Maybe a few more songs? Two or three?
Yes.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Also, the songs that you just played, do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, the first one was Change is Natural, and that one is our Sir Duke, in that it's an homage to musicians of the past.
We need to add another unison line. Then.
Okay, is this mic still hooked up? There it is. We need to add another unison line.
This is live arrangement.
It's our Sir Duke, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. We need to hit one more unison line.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Well,
stay tuned
the
for
bridge.
The revised vision version.
It's still nebulous.
Yeah.
As everything should be.
Then second was All the Colors You Bring to Mind, which is a new unrecorded song. Mm. And that might have been the first time we've played it live.
Mm. Well, it's been recorded now.
Yes.
Oh. No pressure.
So that's that. And then next up we got Hunting Regulations. Mm. The answer is in the question.
Ooh, here it comes. Get ready. This is KXCI Tucson, locals only. Take it away, Mike TV.
Don't you think it's going too fast? Don't you think it's getting nowhere? Don't you think the past is kinda hard to run from when you can't bring yourself to jog in the morning? Don't you think the feelings won't pass? Don't you think the feelings won't last? Don't you think the past is better off left in the past? It's going too fast, yes, it's going too fast. But ooh, I am the coyote, you're free to shoot. You're free to shoot me. Don't you keep your worries bottled up in a glass you polish off after every song? Don't you think you work so hard other people hardly see what you don't do? Don't you think future's gonna rain? There's nothing you can do. Don't you have the things some people try to have before really shouldn't weigh on you? But ooh, I am the coyote, you're free to shoot, free to shoot. 'Cause ooh,
to you. Your feet are shoot, feet are shoot, shoot me down. But you're shooting at the moon, 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 shooting at the moon.
That's hunting regulations. Next up, I need to consult my phone. Picture frame.
Thank you. Nothing is as nothing was. And they still show up just because the truth. Well, then friends are the family you choose. La 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 da.
This next one is a new song called Nothing New.
How friendships end. out of the tower and walls. I pop out just to see you all. They track you on your phone just for saying that they're all gone. Now the hearts we used to know, now just buried in the snow.
Thank you. That was nothing new. The new song.
You got it tuned to KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. We are live in Studio 2A with Mike TV. Remember, Microphone Television is your father's name?
Yeah, that's my father's name.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one. Like, I liked that.
I didn't do it. It was Dylan, right?
Yeah, I sent it in a DM.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, did I miss that?
It's an instant classic.
An instant classic indeed.
So that song that we just heard, Nothing New, that's just like beautifully chaotic. And there's such an emotional core to that
beautifully
song.
Beautifully chaotic.
Yes. You know, it makes me beg the question, how do you describe your music when folks ask you about Mike TV?
Alt fusion is what we're calling this current sound.
You heard it here, folks. Alt fusion. This is happening. I love it. It
was that Freak Flag Fly.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, fuse it.
Yeah, alt fusion, free pop, another one. Yeah.
I like that. Dylan, you're also, you're a lot of things. You're a music producer. Mm-hmm. And I heard that you had just recently worked with Gat Mooney.
Yeah, Gat Mooney. I actually just mixed one of her songs today.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the know here at KXCI. I guess we just somehow telepathically knew that.
Yeah.
But what I'm curious about is, like, what is your style when it comes to working with other independent artists? Like, how does it work?
Well, I think, because I have my TV as my creative outlet, allows me to really, when I take a producer role, try to highlight all the things that make the artist, and try to get them out of their own way sometimes, in a way.
That is righteous.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a beautiful thing to say, Dylan.
Thank you. I wrote it down. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I was practicing that all morning. All right. So, like I said earlier, I was listening to some band camps. I also noticed you have a lot of SoundClouds. Mm-hmm. So you got the band camps, you got the SoundClouds. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that you have a lot of frequent releases.
Yes.
And so, like, what advice do you have for other artists who are thinking about releasing music in 2026, this wild and wacky time?
Follow your bliss, chase your bliss. Yeah, I guess Joseph Campbell, listen to him. I think ignore all the vanity metrics and the numbers and stuff and just focus on expressing yourself and trying to get that out there as much as your pure self out there as you can. That's what I would suggest.
That sounds like sound advice. Yeah. I like it.
I like the pun. Yes.
Well, you know, because it feels like when you are able to release things frequently, does that kind of help the ecosystem of creativity, like to keep the turning over and over? Do you feel like, do you see more growth that way, or am I just being silly?
No, I think that's true. I think the more, like, it's like almost like doing free throws or something. Like, you practice it every day, you're going to start making more and more, and that's how I feel music kind of goes as well.
Beautiful. Mm. That's a beautiful thing. So if people
want to,
if people want to hear Mike TV more, because this is only an hour, we only go till 10. So if you want more Mike TV, you can listen to him on Bandcamp or SoundCloud. Like, yeah. What's your preferred Bandcamp?
MikeTV.bandcamp.com. Mm. We also have a Patreon.com/MikeTV where you can listen to all of our release music and Mike FM, which covers a lot of actual local musicians, including Gat Mooney.
Nice.
And I think those are the preferred. SoundCloud, you know, those are B-sides.
Beautiful. So what about video work? Do you like to work with videos?
I've been trying to work with videos more often, but I personally don't like recording. Like, I just don't know too much about it. And so I just don't feel like I would yield the best results.
Oh, but, right. You mean like the cinematography stuff?
Yeah.
The Steven Spielberg shots?
Yeah, exactly.
The chase scenes?
Yeah, like setting it up for like a perfect, like, yeah. See, I can't even get the terminology.
I think you know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so when you're writing music, because we can talk about music, obviously. Maybe I'm talking about video because I need to shout out to KXCI's YouTube channel. It's a thing. You can
shout
see
out.
You can see this thing that you're hearing on the radio, you can see on the video.
With your
video
eyes.
What'd you say? Watch it.
Watch it with your eyes.
With your eyes. With the naked eye.
You can see how sweaty we actually are.
My glasses are fogging up.
So when you go to write a song, is it, I mean, okay, this is a wild question because I know you do a lot of free associating. So you don't start with like a mathematical equation, right?
Most times, no.
Right. So do you start with the music, with the lyrics, with the emotion? Do you just jump in and start splashing around? Like, what does it look like when you're all working together? Do you primarily write the songs? The questions ask themselves.
Yeah. I think I outlined a skeleton, kind of like I learned growing up just playing with sheet music that just had like the head of the tune and then the chords. And that's kind of how I write songs, just with lyrics involved also. And that leaves a lot of room for musicians to add all their flavor and how they play and transform the song as it goes. So a lot of times I'll write the initial skeleton, and that'll take me however long. Like sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's a long time. And then I bring it to them, and then it changes once it gets to them as well.
Yeah, so it's like expansive, like there's room for growth within the writing.
Yeah.
That's really, see, and that's kind of, Dylan, that's kind of your vibe. Because right off the bat you were like, oh, Bridget, let's talk about your chalkboard. But this isn't about me. But you have this generosity of spirit, and it's really cool. It's a good thing to have when you're on a team.
Yeah, the team is very important. You empower the team, you empower yourself.
Listen to Dylan. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. This is the question, the million-dollar question. What are you going to do this summer?
This summer, we're going to play at Chase. 7/25, July 25th. Nice. We're also playing at Brick Box Brewery August 26th with Lex Raquel. That is her show. And the first show was with Matt Ugly. And then we have a show where we're playing at Tap and Bottle for 3 hours on November 3rd.
Nice. So you got it.
Yeah.
You heard it here, friends. We've got 7 minutes left in the program. But I just want to remind everybody, Shay's Lounge, July 25th, coming up. You can see Mike TV live, just like we're seeing right now, except you see it like in a bar setting, which is different. You have like a beverage and stuff, and you wander around the avenue, the hipsters, Groover's Lane. Yeah.
Groover's
Lane. That's what they used to call Fourth Avenue.
Groover's Lane.
I didn't
learn something new.
I'm sure it's gone by a lot of things. Yeah. It's been around a while.
Should have stuck with that.
I mean, it still kind of is.
Hey, we're going to head down to Groover's Lane on July 25th to see Mike TV at Chase Lounge. Brick Box Brewery, August 26th. Tap and Bottle, November 3rd. Those are the dates. But besides playing music, seriously, what are you doing this summer?
Well, I'm going to San Diego next month, but I just got back from a trip to New York Saturday to Saturday. I was there for a week.
Love it. Love it.
I'll be on tour with a different band, Andrew Candle, another Tucson band. You can check them out. That's what I'll be doing next month.
Right on, Riley. What about Chris?
I'll be basing and booking and hanging out with my wife and doing all the usual stuff.
Staying cool.
As cool as can be hoped for. Yes, that's what I'll be doing.
Okay, big question. Tarek, what are you doing this summer?
I'm going to ride my bike and eat hot dogs.
Oh,
that's
Glizzy Gang, that's Glizzy Gang.
Living the life.
It's a glizzy summer. All right, so we all have summer plans. This is good. We've got.
What are you doing?
I'm doing this.
Oh, okay, righteous. Awesome. Okay,
I'm doing this. Okay. Right. I got a stock tank pool. I'll be floating in that.
All right, that's pretty righteous.
Reading paperbacks. Next week?
Who's playing next week?
Next week we're gonna have a chorus.
Awesome.
I won't be here. Serpy will be here. For.
Well, that's great too.
Yeah, it's gonna be really cool. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, Desert Voices. Desert Voices is their name. They're going to be here in this room next Monday. See how Dylan did that? You just extended. Do we want to shout out any other bands in town? Wink, wink.
Abe's Bones. Paul the Simple.
We love Abe's Bones.
Golden Boots. Bloomstone.
Yeah. Bloomstone's got a new track called Animal. I saw that.
Amazing. Taco Sauce, which has Gap Mooney as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
Steph in the Articles.
Steph in the Articles.
Two new singles up on them streamers.
Single. You heard it here on Locals Only this afternoon.
Steph Keppin, Tom Beach. Since everybody's just dropping names, I'm like, all right, Fort Knox into Hizzy.
Fish Pit.
Cash Lansky, Fish Pit.
Cash Lansky, Jivin' Scientist, Lando Chill.
See?
Let's just, we can keep it going.
Infinite Conversation.
It's a Senius, that's what it's called.
Tesoro, John, I see you, bro.
Yes.
All right, let's play some music. Okay. I love y'all.
Play us out, Mike TV.
Cactus?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Thank you for being on Locals Only KXCI Tucson.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, KXCI Tucson. Stay tuned for Night Interlude with Danae. Let's hear it from Mike TV. Woo!
Y'all, too kind. Thank you. Support local. Thank you.